taking your notes. All right. Good evening, everyone.
大家晚上好。
It's a great honor to be back with you.
真是感到很荣幸又可以和大家见面。
And I know I've already met a few new people tonight that I have not met before, so I thought maybe a short introduction could help you know who I am.
所以今天晚上我又遇到了几位以前没遇过的新朋友，所以我觉得先是要介绍一下我自己，就让你们知道我的一些背景。
My name is Dave Wargo.
我们今天讲员的名字叫大卫沃高。沃高。
我叫大卫。And we have lived here in Tallahassee almost 30 years.
大卫在塔拉哈西住了30年。
We've been ministering to college students on the campus at Florida State University during that whole time.
所以一直是在我们这个FSU 大学校园里面为学生传道。
And when I say ministering to college students, I mean we have been befriending college students.
当我说我是在学生里传道的时候，就是说和这些大学生们一起来交朋友。
But then also taking the time to expose them.To this book and the claims of Jesus.
同时我们也把我们圣经介绍给大学生。
And so there's no greater honor than for me to be before you tonight to be able to teach from the Bible and to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以对我来讲在你们大家面前来传讲圣经的知识是最大的荣耀。
In 2009, I led a team of 10 college students to China.
09年的时候我带了十个大学生到中国。
We were in China for 2 months.
在中国生活了两个月。
On the university campus in the city that we were in.
我们就在这个我们所在城市的大学里面一起跟大学生一起生活。
And what we found was a tremendous hunger to know the things of God.
我们在这个大学里面发现有这么多的饥渴慕义的大学生。
That I believe the students all over the world of this generation are hungering to know truth.
我相信那一代的大学生，这全世界的大学生都想知道真理是什么。
Hungering for someone to tell them the truth.
他们也希望有人能够告诉他们什么是真理。
A truth that they can believe and give their lives to.
这样他们才能把他们的生命交付给这个真理。
Now, we've seen this true on the campuses in the United States.
我们也在美国，我们也发现同样如此。
But we've also seen it true in the campuses in China.
我们在发现在中国的校园也更是如此。
So this summer I will be going not to the mainland China, but to Taiwan.
所以我今年夏天呢，我不是去中国大陆，而是去台湾传教。
Taking a small team of 4 students with me, 2 men and 2 women.
我们一起去的还有四个学生两个男生两个女生。
But we've been invited by friends in Taiwan to come to their campus and tell students about Jesus.
是我们在台湾的朋友邀请我们到台湾去传讲主耶稣基督。
Now you might say, why would you go 2,000 miles away?
你也可能会问我，你为什么要千里迢迢的去台湾呢？
For a short time, shorter than 1 month.
而且去了只是待一个待三个礼拜。
Just to talk about this message, this person of Jesus.
就是为了传讲这个福音的消息吗？
This is a good question.
我想这是一个非常好的问题。
A question I've asked myself.
我自己也常常问我自己。
But I believe God is sovereign over all the peoples of the world.
我相信我们的神是世上万有的神。
And he arranges...Friendships and connections in His timing.
他在他看为合适的时间来使我们成为朋友
For one purpose,
就是为了一个目的
That we could know Him.
就是说让我们可以知道神
That friendship that started between people would begin to be shared with the one true God of the universe.
我们之间的朋友关系就是要知道我们是创造世界的神。
The other main reason I believe it's important to go
另外一个使我去的原因是
is because Jesus commanded us to go and tell everyone.
是因为神命令我们要到传讲他的福音到四极。
So we were invited by friends in Taiwan to come to meet college students and to bring this message of good news that I want to talk to you tonight about.
所以台湾的朋友邀请我，我也很高兴到台湾去传讲福音的消息。今天晚上我要和大家分享福音的消息。
And my hope is to return with many new Chinese friends.
我希望我能够回来的时候，能够带回来更多更多的中国的朋友。
One of the things I look forward to most each week is our Friday nights.
我在这儿的时候，每天我都希望就是过的是星期五。
Friday nights over at the Lutheran Center on campus.
因为星期五在校园里面，在陆家教会。
And we're always surprised, at least I am, Feng Lao Shi, at who shows up.
所以我每次都会看到冯老师。
Because sometimes God will bring just one new student.
有时候神只是带给我们一个新的学生。
Or two or three friends.
会有时候两个三个。
Or in the fall, there may be 50 or 60 new students.
在秋天刚开学的时候，我们会有四五十个有时候。
But it is such a privilege to begin to read the Bible with some of these students for the first time.
对我来说是何等大的荣耀，能够和学生们一起来分享神的话语。
And to talk to them about the four great questions.
然后和他们一起来分享这四个好的问题。
You knew I had to mention tonight the four great questions.
我猜你们知道我要
再次提到。The reason is the times that I've come before, we have spoke about three of these great questions.
你们可能记得我第一次在这讲的时候就提了四个问题。
And I still had one more to speak about tonight.
我只讲了三个，今天讲第四个。
You remember them? The first question was the question of origin, where do we come from?
所以第一个是本源的问题，我们从哪里来？
I call these the four great questions because we all ask these questions.
我之所以说这四个非常好的问题，是因为每个人都会遇到这四个问题。
And so the first question is, where do we come from?
所以第一个问题是我们从哪里来？
Are we here by chance or design?
我们在这世界到这个世界上来，是不是就是由于进化，或者是到底是由于进化，还是因为神的创造？
The second great question, why am I here?
第二个问题是为什么我在这儿？
Why are we here?
我们在这儿的目的是什么？
It's the question of purpose.
就是要我们知道我们在世上存活的目的。
Just making money?
是不是就是为了赚钱呢？
Making babies?
是为了生孩子。
Why are we here?
我们在这儿到底是要做什么？
The Bible answers the question of purpose for us.
神已经把我们人生的目的已经清清楚楚地写在了圣经里面。
And the third great question we spoke about the last time I was here, what happens after us, after when we die?
第三个问题就是我上次就讲到的，我们死后到哪里去？
Can we know?
我们知道我们的归宿吗？
The Bible says we can know.
圣经告诉我们，我们知道我们的归宿。
The Bible says this life is not the end when we die.
圣经写得很清晰很明白，我们死了之后，我们的生命还要再继续。
But because you and I are made in the image of God, we will live forever.
因为我们都是照着神的形象所创造的，我们有神的永生。
The question is, where?
那么的问题是我们会活在什么地方？
Those are the three great questions we've already talked about.
我们已经谈过了上面三个问题。
If you missed those messages, see me afterwards.
如果你还没有听过这三个问题，那会后和我讨论一下。
Tonight I want to talk about the fourth great question.
今天我们要分享的是第四个问题。
The great question that I believe every person asks in their heart.
我相信第四个问题每个人在心里面都问过很多次。
I call it the question of freedom.
我把这个叫做自由的问题。
And it is this, what do I do with my guilt?
这个问题是说我们如何来处理我们心中的罪？
How can I truly be forgiven for the things I have done?
我怎么才能我做过的事怎么才能真正的得到赦免？
Now why do I call this the question of freedom?
那我为什么管这个问题叫做自由的问题呢？
It's because we can only truly be free when we are free in our hearts and our consciences are clear.
因为我们能得到自由，只有我们的良心真实无伪，只有我们的心得到自由的时候，我们才能有真正的自由。
Jesus spoke about this in John chapter 8.
神在约翰福音第八章是这样讲的。
In this chapter, Jesus is teaching a group of Jewish people.
在这第八章里面，主耶稣是教一群犹太人。
Some of them have begun to put their faith in him.
有些人已经信了耶稣。
They had seen him do miracles.
他们看到主行各样的神迹。
Feeding 5,000 people.
叫五千人吃饱。
With a few loaves of bread and a few fish.
用五饼二鱼来叫五千人吃饱。
He miraculously multiplied them.
神奇的把这五饼二鱼就变成了很多食物。
And they had seen it.
他们已经看到了神的奇迹。
His disciples who were with him had just seen him walk on water.
所以他们的主耶稣的门徒也看到神是在水面上行走。
Think about this. Walking on water.
想一想是在水面上行走。
Have you ever seen this?
你们有没有见过人在水上走呢？
Maybe in movies.
可能只在电影里面见过。
Kung Fu.
在中国的武打电影里面见过。
But Jesus did it.
但是主耶稣基督亲自做过。
And his disciples saw it.
然后他的门徒亲眼看过。
Some had begun to put their trust in him.
所以这群犹太人里面很多人信靠我们的主。
And in John chapter 8, verse 31, Jesus turns and begins to teach them this teaching about freedom.
所以神就我们的主耶稣基督对就对信他的犹太人来传讲真正的自由。
Verses 31 through 36 is what I would like to read.
下面我们一起来读约翰福音第八章31到36节。
It says, To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said,If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。
And then you will know the truth.
你们 go ahead.
And the truth will set you free.
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
And they answered him, We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say, Jesus, that...We shall be set free.
他们回答说，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴仆。你怎么说我们必得自由呢？
And Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever.
奴仆不能永远住在家里，儿子是永远住在家里。
So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
What is this freedom that Jesus is talking about?
主耶稣基督所讲的自由到底是什么呢？
Jesus began this teaching.Exhorting those around him that truly, if they were his followers, his disciples, they would obey his teaching.
所以主耶稣基督对这些人说：“你如果真是我的门徒，就要遵守我的道。”
And that when they began to obey, then they would know the truth.
当你们遵守我的道，你们就可以知道真理。
And walking in this truth of obedience.Would bring freedom.
所以你们遵守我的道，你们知道真理，你就可以得到自由。
When I was 17 years old, I first heard about knowing Jesus.
我17岁的时候，第一次听到主耶稣。
I heard these things about who Jesus was, and he wanted to be my savior. He wanted to come into my life.
我那时知道主耶稣是谁，他想成为我的救主，想成为我生命的主宰。
But there were specific things that I did not want to give up.
但有一件事情我不想放弃。
I wanted to live life my way.
我想活我自己的生命。
Jesus says, I want you to live life my way.
但主耶稣基督说，你要活我为你的生命。
Jesus says, I want you to follow my teachings and obey my teachings, and then you will find truth.
耶稣说：“你要听我的命令，守我的道，这样你才知道。”
When you find this truth, it will set you free.
你们才知道真理，真理才能叫你得自由。
You see, God does not invite us into friendship with Him to put us into religious bondage.
所以你看，神和我们的关系并不是通过一个宗教的一个约束。
But He invites us into friendship with Him so He can set us free to live.
但他是想和我们成为朋友，叫我们有自由可以存活。
Free to love.
我们有自由可以爱。
Free to not care what others think, but only what God thinks.
我们有自由可以放弃世间的搅扰，专注于我们的神。
True freedom.
是真正的自由。
In verse 33, the Jews answered, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone."
但第三十三节，信他的犹太人说，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴仆。
How can you say that we shall be set free?
你怎么能说我们必得自由呢？
The irony of this statement.
你现在看这里面可笑的是，
is the Jews had been a people who had been in slavery all of their history.
所以犹太人一直是做别人的奴仆。
And it wasn't physical slavery, though, that Jesus was talking about.
所以他们就是做别人的肉身的奴仆。
He was talking about slavery of the heart.
但是主耶稣基督这里面说的是你做你的心的奴仆。
But they were confusing this, and they were thinking, well, we're free. I'm not a slave to anything.
所以他们犹太人就有迷惑，他们说我们不是别人的肉身的奴仆。
Forgetting at the very present time in history, they were enslaved by the Romans themselves.
但他们就忘了，就在当时，他们就是罗马人的奴仆。
But such is the heart of man.
所以他们就是真是难。
When we're told something, often it's, I don't need that.
所以我们有时候别人说我们需要什么，我们往往的反应就是我们不需要。
My life's okay.
我过得还行。
I don't need to be set free from anything.
我们不需要从在任何事情得自由。
How can you say, Jesus, we shall be set free?
所以他们就反问耶稣，你怎么能说我们得自由呢？
And now Jesus begins to speak.
那么主耶稣
of the freedom that he's talking about.
主耶稣基督就开始讲他所说的自由。
Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin.
所以耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
A slave to sin.
所以是罪的奴仆。
I thought I was free to do what I want.
我以为我可以自由可以做任何事情。
This is the lie.That sin holds tightly to.
所以这就是罪把你捆绑住的地方。
The lie that I can begin to do just a little bit of this and still control myself.
所以罪就对你撒谎，说你可以做你想做的，然后你就没有问题。
The lie that I can be, well, I can just do a little bit of this and it won't harm anyone.
所以罪就对你撒谎，说你可以做一点点侵犯别人的，但是也不会伤害别人。
And like the arms of an octopus. Eight arms, octopus.
Oh, I see. 就像章鱼，这罪的谎言就像章鱼。
Sin has its own tentacles, its own arms.
所以罪有它自己的这个它的触角。
It begins to wrap around our heart.
所以这个罪就把我们的心包住了。
And that which we begin to think we were free to do, we become enslaved to.
当我们觉得我们有自由做我们想做的事情的时候，我们就成了罪的奴仆。
Does this make sense?
这对你们来说是不是说得过去呢？
We think we're free to do what we want, but then we become enslaved to those things we hate doing.
我们觉得我们可以做任何事情，但结果我们做的都是我们不想做的。
And we say, where is the freedom?
那么我们就说，那我们的自由在哪里？
How can I be set free from this?
我如何才能从这种境界中得到解脱？
Whether it is anger,
我们什么时候有过动怒没有？
Or lust,
或者是色情
or greed
或者是贪婪
or the desire to be better than the other person
或者嫉妒相比别人好
sin's arms begin to reach and wrap around our hearts
罪的触角就开始在一起把我们的心包住
and so Jesus said that anyone who sins is a slave to sin
所以主耶稣说所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆
So this is why I talk about the fourth great question.
这也就是为什么我要跟大家分享第四个问题。
What do I do about my guilt?
我们要怎么处理我们的罪
？How can I be truly free in my heart and in my conscience?
如何我们在我们的良心上做到无愧，做到得到完全的赦免
？As I thought about this, I think that there are three main problems why people don't experience the freedom that Jesus wants to bring to them.
我经常想，我们身上大概有三个问题，叫我们没法得到主耶稣基督给我们的自由。
The first problem is this: we do not see ourselves as sinners.
第一个问题，我们不觉得我们是罪人。
You might say, "Well, I'm a good person."
你可能说我是个好人呢。
You may be a good person.
你也许是个好人。
But you're still a sinner.
但你还是个罪人。
The Bible says this is true of all of us.
所以主在圣经上说我们每个人都是这样。
Now I understand that the Chinese word for sinner is the same word for criminal.
Yeah, 我们中文里面讲罪人和罪犯是很等同的。
And I've talked with Chinese friends as we've read the Bible, and I remember two girls saying, "I am not a sinner."
所以我记得我给别人读圣经的时候，有两个女孩说，我不是罪人。
They're saying, "I am not a criminal."
我不是罪犯。
But you see, the Bible says in Romans 3:23 that all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
罗马书三章二十三节说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
In Isaiah 53:6, it says, "All we like sheep have gone astray."
以赛亚书五十三章六节说，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
Each of us has turned to his own way.
个人偏行己路。
Isaiah 64:6 says, "All of us have become like one who is unclean."
以赛亚说六十四章六节说，我们都像不洁净的人。
And all our righteous acts are like filthy rags.
所有的义都像污秽的衣服。
Three passages from the Bible.
在圣经上，我们有三段这样的话。
All three saying, all.All have sinned.
所有的这三章经节都是说，所有人都是罪人。
Isaiah said that our righteous works in God's eyes are like filthy rags.
以赛亚说我们的义在神的眼里都像污秽的衣服。
You say even the good things I do.
那你就问说，即使我做的好事情也像污秽的衣服吗？
The Bible says that when we do things apart from this knowledge of God,
圣经说，当我们所做的都是离开了神的教诲
apart from living fully for His glory,
如果我们所行的都不是为了荣耀我们的神
that even those good works that we do to a holy God are like filthy rags.
那我们的即使我们所说的好行为，在神看来也像污秽的衣服。
I want you to feel the sense of that.
我想我们大家一起来想一想这样的感受。
The first problem of true freedom is that we don't see ourselves as sinners.
所以第一个阻挡我们得到真自由的是我们不觉得我们是罪人。
And until a person sees their need, they will never turn to a savior.
直到我们知道我们真正有需要的时候，我们才能够转向我们的救主。
I read the testimony of an American World War II veteran.
我前段时间看过一个美国二战的一个老兵的回忆录。
He had been shot down over the Pacific Ocean.
他在太平洋战场的时候被飞机击落。
He and two other men survived in a life raft.
所以他和另外两个人一起在一个救生筏里面逃生。
I forget how many days it was, but it was a world record for people that had survived at sea.
所以我不记得他们一起在海上漂了多久，但是他们漂流的是世界上最长的记录。
Maybe 50 days.
差不多有50天。
One man died.
其中一个人死掉了。
Two survived.
两个人得以。
They floated thousands of miles until they floated onto an island controlled by the Japanese.
所以他们在海上漂了大概2000迈，最后漂到一个岛上，但不幸这个岛是日本人控制的。
Having survived being shot down in a plane to survival on the seas, now they were in the hands of their enemy.
他们在飞机被击落没有死掉，在岛上漂流没有死掉，但最后还是落在日本人手里。
And for 2 years, this man survived in this Japanese prisoner of war camp.
所以这两个人就一直在这个被关在日本人的战犯监狱里面。
And his story was that the leader of this camp, for some reason, took interest in him specifically to torture and brutalize him.
所以他的见证说，那个监狱的典狱长对他非常感兴趣，就对他非常非常的折磨。
In his human strength, he said, "I will not break."
所以在他觉得我要靠我的力量，我不会屈服。
And this too, he survived until the Americans came and liberated that camp.
所以他们两个一直挣扎，一直到这个美军把他们解放。
He spent the next 5 years after the war trying to rebuild his life.
所以他战后花了五年的时间想恢复。
He had married quickly.
他很快就结婚了。
Began to have children.
然后开始有小孩。
And took the pain of all that he had suffered and began to drown it in alcohol.
因为他身上真是有太多的痛苦，所以他就开始酗酒。
5 years had passed and his wife was ready to leave him.
五年以后，他的太太就准备跟他离婚了。
It was the early 1950s.
那时候大概是1950年初。
And his wife invited him to go hear a very famous American man named Billy Graham.
他太太就把他带到非常有名的一个传道人葛佩里的面前。
This man teach about freedom through knowing Jesus.
所以葛佩里就开始讲解我们通过神得到真自由的。
And as he heard this message, it didn't bring him happiness. It made him angry.
但是当这个人听到葛佩里牧师的传教的时候，并没有叫他得自由，他反而很生气。
In his heart, he kept saying over and over again, "I am a good man."
他心里不停地讲，我是一个好人。
I do not deserve God's punishment.
所以，神不应该惩罚我。
He left that meeting full of anger and only more committed to shake his fist at God.
所以他就是满怀怒气的离开葛佩里牧师的讲道，他想还是过他自己的生活。
That next week, through tears and pleading, his wife begged him, "Let's go back and hear that man again."
那周之后的一周里，他太太不停地流泪哭泣，说来我们还是一起回去再听一下葛佩里牧师讲道。
He told her if she would never speak to him about Jesus Christ again, he would go to one more meeting.
所以他就说跟他太太说，如果你再也不跟我讲耶稣了，我就跟你去一次。
And so we went back.
所以他们就一起又去听葛佩里牧师的讲道。
Heard the same message.
葛佩里牧师讲的还是同样的道。
And that night,decided he too would turn and leave as quickly as he could, as soon as this Billy Graham asked, "Come and give your life to Christ and find this freedom."
所以他们决定尽快离开。如果葛佩里开口讲你把你的生命交给神，他们就离开。
Except God had other plans that night.
但是神那天有特别的计划在他身上。
When he stood to leave, something stopped him.
当他站起来想要走的时候，有件事情发生了。
And he started to remember a promise he had made when he was in that life raft in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
所以他突然想到，当他在那个救生筏里漂流的时候，他曾经许过一个愿。
Because it was that time that he said to God,
因为那个时候他对神说,
If you save me from this, I will serve you all my life.
所以他那时候对神说, 如果你能救我, 那我就一生来侍奉你。
And that promise came to his heart.
就在那一刻,他的应许,他的对神许的愿就真是到他的心里。
And instead of turning and leaving, he came to the front of that meeting to say, I will give my life to Christ.
他不但没有离开,他反而到葛培里牧师宣召的地方,他说,我要把我的生命给我们的神。
This man's name was Louis Zepparini.
所以这个人的名字叫路易。Zepparini.
You can read about his history because prior to World War II, he was the fastest runner in the world.
所以他，你可以去看，他是在世界二战之前世界上跑得最快的人。
This young Olympian who never made it to the Olympics because of the war.
所以，但是因为战争，他从来没有参加过奥运会。
In the 1980s, carried the Olympic torch in part of its run around America.
对, 1980年的时候,他参加了这个奥运的火地,火炬的传递。
What happened that night when he came forward?
但是那天晚上,当他决志信主的以后,发生了什么呢?
When he said yes to Christ, his whole life began to change.
当他对神说,是神,我信靠你的时候,他整个生
命。He said he went home that night and dumped out all his alcohol.
所以他回到家以后,把他所有的酒全都倒掉了。
He gathered up all the magazines of girly magazines and things and threw them away.
所以他把那些所有的黄色杂志全都扔掉了。
His marriage began the long road to recovery.
所以他在他婚姻也是逐渐得到修复。
And he would say to you, for the first time, he experienced freedom.
所以那个时候他是第一次感到真正的自由。
It is his story. I have my story. There are people in this room that have their stories.
所以刚才我们讲的是路易的故事，我有我的故事，在座每个人都有每个人的故事。
Jesus Christ wants to give you your story.
那么神就是要叫每个人都真正的经历一次神。
But until you see a need for a Savior, you will never come.To know Christ.
但是如果你没有感到你需要神，你就永远得不到神。
The second problem is of these three problems of why we did not find this freedom, I believe, is this.
所以第二个，我们有说有三个问题叫我们与神隔绝。那么第二个问题是这样。
We justify our sin by comparing ourselves with others.
所以我们有时候都觉得我们跟别人相比我们还是没有我们还没有问题。
The thief says, at least I'm not an alcoholic.
所以小偷就说至少我不酗酒。
The alcoholic or drug addict says, at least I'm not an adulterer.
酗酒的或吸毒的说至少我不没有跟别人通奸。
I'm faithful to my wife.
至少我对我的太太是忠贞的。
The adulterer says, well, I'm not a murderer.
但通奸就说那我还没杀人呢。
Those are the really bad people.
所以我们刚才说的就是一些非常坏的人。
You may not be a murderer.
你可能不是杀人犯。
Or an adulterer.
或者是通奸。
Or a thief.
或者是小偷。
But we all compare ourselves.
但我们要和我们自己比。
We say, at least I'm not as bad as him.
所以我们就说我们至少不像别人那么坏。
Or her.
或像女士那样坏。
We all do it. We all compare ourselves with one another.
我们总是和别人比较，来试图证明我们没有罪。
The Bible says this in James chapter 2 verse 10.
所以在雅各书二章十节，神是这样讲的。
James says, for whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it.
我经常说，因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了重条。
All of it.
所以是犯了重条。
Because God's standard is perfect righteousness.
所以因为神的标准是完美的纯全公义。
But then Jesus came and raised the bar.
但主耶稣来了之后，把我们道德的标准、神的标准又提高了。
Now, what do I mean, raised the bar?
我说把标准又提高了，到底是什么意思呢？
In track and field, we have the high jump.
所以在田径场上，我们知道有跳高这么一个运动。
You know how it goes. The different athletes jump and they reach a certain height.
所以呢，我们知道在跳高里面，就是每个人都要跳。
When everyone is able to get over that height, what do they do next?
一当一个人跳过去之后，那么下面怎么做呢？
What do they do, class?They raise the bar.
他们就把跳高又升上去。
Now, when I was young, we used to try to jump over the bar forward.
我小时候受的训练是前跃式跳过去。
Now they all run up to it and jump over backwards.
所以现在教的是背投式。
Do you know what that is called? Jumping backwards?
你知道这个背投式叫什么？
Charlie knows.
Charlie,
it's called the Fosbury Flop.
Fosbury Flop.
I do not think that translates.
背投式
Fosbury was the first athlete to jump the bar that way.
Oh, okay. 是用这个
and,
okay.
And to flop is to flop and to go. So they call it the Fosbury Flop to go over the bar.Backwards.
所以这个名字，这个动作的命名是第一个这样做的人的名字来命名的。
It's not high jumping. I want to talk about.
但今天我不跟你们说跳高的事。
It's the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5.
而是要跟你们分享神在马太福音的话语。
Matthew 5:21 and 22, Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said to the people long ago."
你们听见有吩咐古人的话。
Do not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment.
说不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判。
Jesus was quoting the Ten Great Commandments.
所以神在这里面是引用十诫的话。
Anyone who murders will be subject to judgment.
说凡杀人的难免受审判。
But I tell you that anyone who is angry, Jesus said, with his brother will be subject to judgment.
但神又说，主耶稣又说，我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判。
You say, I am not a murderer.
所以你可能说，我没杀过人。
Jesus looks us in the eyes and says, Have you ever been angry?
但神就会看着你的眼睛说，你有没有对弟兄动怒过？
Then you've murdered your brother in your heart.
如果那样，你就在心里面把你的弟兄杀了。
And you're worthy of judgment.
那么你就要受审判。
In Matthew 5, Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said, 'Do not commit adultery.'"
主耶稣基督又说，不要犯奸淫。
But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
主耶稣说，只是我告诉你，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里就已经与她犯奸淫了。
You say, I am not an adulterer.
所以，有人说，我没有犯过奸淫。
Jesus says, if you lust in your heart, it's as though you've already committed adultery.
但主耶稣基督说，你心里面动淫念，就相当于犯奸淫了。
Jesus raised the bar.
所以我们主耶稣基督把标准又提高了。
God does not compare us to each other.
所以神不是把我们和别人比。
He compares us to himself, and his standard is perfect righteousness and holiness.
而神叫我们和他比。而神是这样纯全公义。
And then he raises the bar to say it's even the attitudes of your heart and mind.
主耶稣基督又是提高了标准，他关注的是我们的心怀意念。
Psalm 14:3 says, "All have turned aside; they have together become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one."
所以诗篇十四章第三节说。他们都偏离正路，一同变为污秽，并没有行善的，连一个都没有。
God does not compare us
by each other. 所以神并不是把我们彼此比较。
Nor should we judge our standing by comparing ourselves or by someone else.
我们看我们自己也不应该是跟别人比。
This brings me to the last problem.
那这样我们就来看第三个问题。
The last problem of why we do not experience this freedom is we don't understand the real reason why Jesus came.
我们得不到神所应许的真正的自由，是因为我们误解了主耶稣基督来到世界的目的。
The Bible says that before we know Christ, we are dead in our sin.
所以我们圣经上说，主耶稣来之前，我们都在罪里死了。
Spiritually, we are dead.
我们在圣灵上来讲，我们都是死人。
Spiritually, we're not interested in the things of God.
从圣灵上来讲，我们不想和神同在。
So much so that inside of us, there is only a dead person.
所以我们心里面只有死人。
Many people think that the reason Jesus came was to be a moral teacher.
很多人想，那神来就是教我们在世上的道德标准。
To teach us laws and principles to live by.
教我们律法，教我们世上的原则，在世上生活。
That being a Christian is following a new set of rules.
那成为基督徒只不过就是跟从新的一些原则。
Maybe starting to live a moral life.
也不过是开始一个新的比较有道德的一个生活。
This is the truth.
但这不是真的。
Jesus did not come to make bad people good.
主耶稣基督来不是叫坏人变成好人。
He came to make dead people live.
而是来叫死人复活。
And living means freedom.
而是在真正的有自由的活。
Freedom from guilt.
那我们没有除去一切的罪孽。
Freedom from everything we've ever done.
叫我们和过去的一切完全分开。
How does he bring us this freedom?
那主耶稣基督是怎么把自由来带给我们?
The Bible said that all sin must be judged.
圣经说所有的罪一定要受审判。
And when Jesus came, he came for one purpose.
主耶稣来到世间只有一个目的
Not to teach moral principles, although he did this.
虽然他教我们一些道德的准则但他来绝不是教我们只教我们道德的准则
The Bible says he came to be a sacrifice for you and I.
主耶稣来到世上是要做我们的挽回祭
That he would take our punishment.
神是要来除去我们的神在我们身上的惩罚
When John the Baptist saw Jesus in John chapter 1, he saw him and said, Behold,The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
约翰一书说，神，耶稣是神的羔羊，要除去世人的罪孽。
Jesus was the sacrificial lamb.
所以主耶稣基督就是那除罪的羔羊。
In 1 John 2, John puts it this way.
在约翰一书是这样讲的。
He says, if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father on our defense.
说若有人犯罪，那在父里面我们有一位宗保
，Jesus Christ, the righteous one，
就是那义者耶稣基督。
He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins。
他为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
And not only for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world。
不是单为我们的罪，也是为天下人的罪。
Jesus did not come to make bad people good。
所以神来不是叫坏人变好人
but to make dead people live.
而是叫死人变活人
We have spent the last 2 months working on 8 apartments. 8 houses.
Okay. 所以我们过去两个月是在八个公寓里面做工。
I have painted my way through gallons of paint.
他一共是刷了2桶的油漆。
And I have found that these empty buckets are a painter's best friend.
我发现，如果你是刷油漆的，那你最好的朋友就是这空桶。
For 2 reasons.
有两个原因。
One is because they are empty and you know you are through with that much paint.
一个原因是桶是空的，你知道你干了那么多活。
But the other reason.
还有一个原因。
Is because they need a great place to sit down.
另外一个原因是油漆工累的时候可以坐在空桶上面。
I had a friend come and help me on these houses we were painting.
所以我在刷房子的时候，我有个朋友来帮我。
These houses we were fixing for the purpose to invite Chinese students to come live there.
我们之所以修房子，是想邀请中国朋友到这边来。
If you know students looking for housing, come talk to me.
如果你知道有中国学生要找房子，那来跟我讲，我有地方给他们住。
But I had a friend come to talk with me.
我朋友过来跟我讲。
He actually came to help me do some plumbing.
实际上他是来帮我做一些水管工的工作。
And I pulled up two buckets and I said, "Here, sit down."
我就拿出两个空桶，我说坐吧。
Because I knew he had a story to tell me.
我知道他身上有故事。
I had heard through other friends that he had spent 17 years in an American prison.
我听我其他的朋友讲，这个人在监狱里面蹲了17年。
And so my friend sat down and we talked and I said to him, tell me your story.
所以我们就坐下，我跟他说，讲讲你的故事吧。
He said, Dave, when I was young, I was a bad person.
他告诉我说Dave, 当我小的时候，当年轻的时候。
I stole many things.
我是个很坏的人，我偷东西，偷很多次。
And as I got older, I decided to steal using a gun.
当我长大以后，我就决定要用枪来抢。
In America, we call it armed robbery.
所以在美国就叫持械抢劫。
I found that my Chinese friends, when they first come to America, think that all Americans carry guns.
我发现很多中国人到美国来，就以为每个美国人都持枪。
American television, you think all Americans carry guns.
如果你要是光看电视了解美国，你会觉得每个美国人都带枪。
I do not own a gun.
我都没有枪。
But my friend was telling me that he went into a store, used a gun, robbed the people of their money.
但我这位朋友他拿枪到店里面去抢劫。
Not just once, but twice.
做了两次。
The police caught him.
所以警察把他抓到了。
He spent 17 years.In an American prison.
所以因为这个他在监狱里蹲了17年。
But then he told me, Dave, while I was in that prison, I found Jesus.
所以他跟我讲，当我在监狱里的时候，我找到了主耶稣基督。
And he's changed my life.
主耶稣基督改变了我的生命。
He changed me. He began to change me in prison.
所以他在监狱里面就开始改变我。
He said I was behind steel bars.
所以他说你在这个铁栅栏的后面。
But for the first time, I begin to be free.
但是第一次我感到我有自由。
Free of the sin in my life.
我将我身上的罪除去。
Free to really live and to love.
我可以有自由的去生活，自由的去爱。
We sat and talked for maybe an hour.
我们就这么坐着聊了大概一个小时。
I wept.
啊，我真是听了非常感动。
I said, God has given you a testimony.
我说神真是在你身上有这么完美的见证。
It is a testimony that those of us that have never been in prison don't understand.
我们这些从来没见过监狱的人真是没法感受这样的感受。
But it is the same Jesus that can change a man in prison that can set you free tonight from sin and guilt.
但是能把一个监狱的罪犯变成一个自由人的耶稣基督今晚上也能把我们在座的如果你还不信主也能把你变成。
But you say he was a criminal. He needed to be forgiven.
但是你知道他在监狱里面他需要得自由。
I say until you see your need for forgiveness, you will never ask for a sin.
那我说，如果你看不到你身上需要耶稣的地方，你就永远不会朝主要主应许的自由。
The Bible says, "Come to Christ."
所以圣经说，到主耶稣基督面前来。
All have sinned.
每个人都是罪人。
Stop comparing yourselves to each other.
不要再和你把你和别人比。
You're all guilty.
我们每个人都是罪人。
We're all guilty.
我们每个人身上都有罪。
Wants to be your lamb, your savior, your forgiver.
我们要知道，主要成为我们的羔羊，我们的赎罪祭，我们的救主。
And like my friend who sat on the bucket, you too can experience true freedom.
正像我跟我一起坐在桶上的朋友一样，每个人在座的每个人都能得神的自由。
Will you bow your heads with me?
让我们来一起低头祷告。
There may be one person here tonight that needed to hear what I said.
今天我们在座的有需要主耶稣基督的。
God may be speaking to you.
求主你向他亲自讲话。
You may be thinking, I need a savior.
你可能在想，我需要一个救主。
Tonight you can find him.
那么今天晚上你就会发现你的救主。
You simply acknowledge Jesus, I am sinful.
你只要向主说，主啊，耶稣，我是一个罪人。
You can say these words in your heart after me.
你可以在心里面这样重复我说的话。
Jesus, I am guilty.
主耶稣基督，我有罪。
I thought I'm not that bad.
我以前没有不觉得我有那么坏。
But no, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your glory.
但今天我知道我有罪，我亏缺了神的荣耀。
And Jesus, I understand that you were the sacrifice for my sin.
主耶稣，我知道你是为我们的罪做了赎罪祭。
That you died for me.
你为我而死。
That you rose from the dead.
但你三天后从死里复活。
Proving your power over sin and death itself.
向我们证实你有战胜罪和死亡的能力。
And tonight, Jesus, I want to invite you in to forgive me.
主，今晚我想邀请你来
set me free.
来赦免我，叫我得自由。
Forgive me for everything I've ever done.
饶恕我在身我以前做过的一切的罪与过分。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
If you've prayed that prayer tonight,
如果你刚才已经这样祷告过，
would you tell a friend?
你请你告诉你的朋友。
Tell someone that maybe invited you.
告诉那些带你来的人。
So that they can begin to help you.Know more deeply about walking with Jesus.
这样，我们教会的朋友可以来一起帮助你了解更多的了解神的话语。
He wants to be your savior.
我们的主耶稣基督想成为你的救主。
Amen.
Amen.